And if there are any amendments, the floor is open. Amendments? Yes, Senator Hay.
There's a, on it, it has 2013 and it should be 2014. Right at the top of the amendments.
Okay. Any further amendments? Amendments? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor of approving the minutes as amended, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Abstentions? So approved. We'll now move on to community comment. It appears as though we have a member of the community here who wants to make a comment.
All right, I'm Nick. I live in Runstrom, and so my room, as well as the room across the hall, doesn't get any Wi-Fi, zero. So I'm going to be that guy. But I emailed GTS, and I got an email back, and it basically said we aren't going to even look into it. Talk to Student Senate, so thought I'd give it a try and see what you all had to say.
Thank you. Any other members of the community here to comment?
So they're not allowed to discuss it because they can't discuss something until they start mm-hmm. their official agenda.
For sure.
So I'm sure they'll want to talk about it as
course.
Soon as they get. And you can stay and hang out if you want to. Oh,
that's okay. Yeah. I'll do all the stuff here. Thank you very much for your time.
Community comment. Seeing none, we'll move on. Is there any old business? Old business. Seeing none, we'll move on to new business. And with that, we'll start at our first point of business under new business in our controller confirmation. I don't know how it makes the most sense to do this. Hayden, I'll take you take the lead. And, we have a nominee for you all.
Absolutely. So last spring we made a nomination for the position of controller, and the person we had nominated found out he was offered an internship and so decided to step down from the position. And so we've been looking for a new person to fill those shoes. And we believe we found a great candidate in Caitlin. I'm going to butcher the last name.
Bimbenek.
It's easier than I thought it was. She is very involved with IGS in the past and has been in the treasurer position with that organization. So already understands the finance process, what that all looks like, and has a great ability to communicate, which is something we really value in the controller, as they are basically the accountant of Senate, and they need to be able to tell groups exactly how much money they have and how to go about spending that money. So she has our full support, and it is a very difficult decision to come to, but we're really happy with the result.
We firmly believe that Caitlin and Courtney will be a terrific team. We think they both complement each other in many ways. We wanted someone who we felt was adept in the finance process and who was extremely approachable, who we felt that groups and organizations would feel comfortable with going to with questions and comments. And so Caitlin, having led the mid-year process for all of IGS last year as their treasurer, really instilled a lot of confidence in us in that she has the knowledge and the capability to handle all the minutia of the position, but that we also, knowing her personality, know that she would be one that groups would feel more than comfortable with going to if they had any issues, along with Courtney, not to say that Courtney is none of those. And so I think we'll hand it off to Caitlin to introduce herself.
Yeah, I'm Caitlin. So thanks for having me here tonight. Like they said, I am currently the IGS finance chair and was last semester as well. And so worked a little bit with Eric, who was the previous controller. And so kind of got a glimpse of what the controller does and what it all entails. And I felt pretty comfortable with the whole finance process and the budget process, having gone through it myself, and having a lot of support through Brittany and now Scott, and thought it would be a great opportunity to be here. And yeah.
So we'll now open up the floor for questions for nominee Bimbenek. Senator Karen.
What is your major?
Biology.
Great major.
Questions? 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 All right. Seeing none, we'll ask if you would please leave the room while they discuss. Senator Singh wishes to start us off.
I don't know her on a personal basis, but based on what our co-presidents have stated and what she stated about herself, she seems like an adequate choice, especially since she has been the accountant for the financial director for the IGS. So.
Finance Chair Branch.
I've known Caitlin in the past from other different organizations and such, and I think she is a wonderful person and a very approachable person, and I think she would do a wonderful job at this position.
Yes, I'll go with your Diversity Chair Brooks.
I was a senator last year, and I remember when Caitlin came in to give IGS's budget, and she did a great job with it, and we went through all the negotiating processes, and she was great, and I can't vote for her, but I throw my support behind her.
Senator Sauve?
Yes. I motion to vote.
So, you're moving to call the question?
Yes.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Second goes to Senator Wagner. All right, so we'll now vote on ending debate. The vote is not your position on our nominee. Your vote is on whether we will end debate or whether we will not end debate. So this requires 2/3. All those in favor of ending discussion and moving to a vote on the candidate, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Abstentions? The question has been called. We'll now move to a vote on the nominee. All those in favor of approving nominee Bembenek, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Abstentions? So approved. Before we bring her back in, do we have specifications on the approval of cabinet positions? Should we have taken a different vote?
The approval of cabinet positions?
Yes.
Okay, can you clarify that?
I'm saying that sometimes we have a specified roll call vote. I don't believe we do with the cabinet application. I think we've done everything properly. Yes. Courtney, if you would, yes. Typically stand. Confirmation. As was mentioned at the retreat this Saturday, the speaker serves as a liaison between the senators and the cabinet. And so this person will serve officially as the voice of the Senate body on cabinet. They will also serve on the ethics committee, and their purpose is to ensure that this body is moving well and that there's just another form of representation between the executive body and senators. So the position is specifically laid out in the bylaws, if you chose to look at them or if you'd like to look at them for reference. And with that, I will open the floor for nominations. I'm going to just say, Senator Gunning.
I nominate Sean Caron for the position of Speaker.
You cannot, because that doesn't matter. You can urge the body to make sense.
Does Sean accept?
Yes, was there a second? For the motion to nominate Senator Caron, is there a second?
A second.
Okay. Now,
Yes, I'm nominating. I was for a second.
You were for a second. You do not have any other nominations?
No, just Sean.
Okay.
Yes.
Then Senator Siata.
I don't need to say anything. I also throw my support.
Okay.
So, yeah, I just want
to... To be clear, we're talking about nominations, not specifically
yeah.
Senator Karras.
No, I understand. And
okay. Senator Rasmussen.
Nominate Senator Sobe.
I decline.
Senator Glatch.
I'd like to nominate Senator Thrash.
Second.
Senator
Long
with
the second.
Okay.
Senator
Sabe?
I was disregard.
Okay.
Senator Gustafson.
I'd like to nominate Senator Singh.
I decline.
Any further nominations? 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 All right. Seeing none, we'll move to the list of candidates, which include Senators Karen, Senator Thrash, and is that it? Okay. Senator Karen, Senator Thrash. All right. So, Senator Karen, seeing as you were the first nominated, if you would like to introduce yourself, speak for yourself, and why you believe you'd be an appropriate candidate for this position.
Sure. Hi, I'm Sean Karen. I'm sure most of you know me. You can't tell, I really like to talk. I tend to be outspoken. Basically, my main platform position is to just listen to not only my constituency, but those around campus, to basically get a word from everyone, regardless of whether I believe in that position or not. I'm going to put an equal standing on that position that person brought forth to me. I am not afraid of authority. I'm sorry. I feel like authority is something to work with, to push your position forward and to actually work with. Regardless of whether a student senator can or can't pass what someone is asking me to do, I can put forth whatever power and authority this position brings to advocate for that to the rest of whoever it be, the Board of Trustees, whether that be anyone who is actually in power within this college. Something I really care about is transparency and also publicizing what Student Senate does. Like I said at last meeting, I really didn't know what Student Senate did when I was a freshman. I kind of thought about running, but just because I didn't know what it was, I didn't. I feel like you had a great point, Representative Knudsen, about basically how those who are not privileged, who don't have parents, who were in academia, may feel intimidated by trying to run for a position like this, and I'd really like to put it out there and show that everyone is in equal standing for running. Thanks. I really hope that you extend support towards me, and I'm really looking forward to serving on Senate. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Senator
My name is Ben Vash. I represent Southwest. I'm a returning senator, one of the few. Remember last year I heard these speeches, I was a part of this election, and I had no idea what the speaker did. What you guys need to know is speaker, whoever you vote for speaker, works for you. His or her responsibility is to work with all the senators, make sure their voices are heard on cabinet. And so, I'm an ROTC, if you don't know that, most of you probably do. My job there is operations officer. What I do is I get the rubber to the road. I take ideas and I make them happen. And all I ask is that you give me the opportunity to do that for you as well. I yield.
All right. We'll now move to questions for either candidate. If you have questions, Co-President Goldstein.
Yes, questions for both candidates. Are there any plans to study abroad throughout this year?
There is. May I speak? Am I out of order?
He has the floor, so you may stand and he will yield to you.
I actually am. I'm touring a G choir in January, but we will be back by February. It's not through the entire spring semester, so I'll be leaving, I believe, midway through January.
Thank you. No plans. Questions for candidates? Senator Hegg.
Question for Senator Thrash. The ROTC, are there any commitments on Mondays that would require you to miss meetings in that regard?
No.
Thank you.
Questions? Public Relations Chair.
How does Tuesdays at 9 look for everyone?
Do you know what?
Yep.
Tuesdays at 9 would definitely work for me. I have no conflicts.
Same. No conflicts.
Terrific. All right. Any further questions? Questions? Seeing none, I'll ask that you two please leave the room. All right, the floor is open for discussion on the candidates. Senator Fisiale.
I think both candidates displayed valor in both their arguments, or I guess statements. I know Senator Thrash from last year. He's normally pretty level-headed on most situations throughout the year. He was always on time. I think he would adequately represent us as fellow senators and fellow representatives to the cabinet. Likewise, I also feel like Senator Kay over here would also be a great choice. I'm actually kind of torn here. I don't really know who I want to throw my support for. So I think we should really, have a good long discussion. Not long, but at least really dissect the right candidate for this mm-hmm. position. And I yield.
Chairman Gross.
So I served on Senate last year again with nominee Thrash, and he's very level-headed, he's neutral, and I just think he has the experience of Senate, which I think would make a great Speaker of the House, and he did work with the Speaker of the House last year a lot, and so I throw my support behind him, even though I can't. I
hate him. Chairwoman Sweet.
Kind of like Gabe, I can't vote, so here's my 2 cents. I also was on Senate with Senator Thrash last year, and I think he did a fantastic job, and I think he would be a good liaison between the senators and cabinet, and just kind of working with everyone. So I absolutely endorse him, even though I can't vote.
Ombudsman Weiss.
I too support Senator Thrash. I had the opportunity to work with him last year. Echoing what everyone else has said, he's very dedicated to Senate. He's very dedicated to being on time. And
would you, not to interrupt your train of thought, would you address the Ethics Committee and why you feel your endorsement of Senator Thrash is appropriate as far as the chairman of the Ethics Committee?
Thank you, Co-Presidents. I guess being chair of the Ethics Committee, Thrash would be working with the Ethics Committee very closely. So that's an important time, especially I will also be gone during J-term. That is a time where we can still have meetings to be able to review the Constitution and still be able to make progress in reorganizing that in ways that the Senate sees fit throughout the year. So I think it's going to be valuable to have someone who can be there at that time. And I think both definitely spoke very well, but I think I'd put my support behind Thrash.
Senator Sobe?
I'd like to support Thrash simply because I think this is a position that experience is a big portion of it, especially in understanding how Senate works, and then basically because it's the role is interfacing between Senate and Cabinet. And I've known Thrash for basically since I moved in last year because I was involved in ROTC, and he made me feel at home. He's really great at what he does. He's committed to doing what he thinks is best for basically all of campus, because he really does care about Senate. And I think if he cares about something, he takes it truly seriously. And I think that he's the best person for the job. And I will support. I yield my time.
Senator Rasmussen.
Experience and level-headedness are kind of two themes I'm hearing right now. and I believe both are very important for this position. I'm also hearing kind of a one-sided conversation, so I'd like to call a question.
Is there a second? Second goes to Senator Swing. Again, this is not on the vote. This is on ending debate and moving to a vote on the actual question. So, all those in favor of ending debate, this is a two-thirds vote, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. Abstentions? So, we'll now vote on, let's do if you support, yeah, let's just do if you support one candidate and then you support the other candidate. And then do the same. All right. If you support Senator Karen, please say, raise your pipe. And if you support Senator Thrash, and if you abstain, we have to technically get the votes of our two senators who are not in the room. So, Delaney, are you doing that?
Yeah, I'll get them. Yep.
Thank you. You, because you are senators, you have the right to vote on this motion. So, if you can just tell me who you would vote for or abstain.
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 All right. Then, with that, Senator Thrash, congratulations. You are the new speaker. Now that we have every cabinet member, we are going to have them introduce themselves, talk a little bit about their committee that they run, because we need to start forming committees pretty quickly. So I will start on my left and move around the room. Technology chair, Jensen. I know it goes.
So my name is Nate Jensen. I'll look up about myself. I'm a computer science major. I love technology. I'm the technology director. My committee will deal with anything related to technology. But Nick came in earlier for the community comment, is a great example. It happens to be that technology, a lot of issues I might deal with would also overlap in a lot of other areas, maybe health and housing or other committees. So my committee is pretty small. Most of the stuff I have to do myself just because of what I'm allowed to do through the state. My committee is pretty small, but also very efficient, and very fun. So if you'd like to join my committee, I'd love to have you. And so I'll select a few whoever would like to join. Anything else?
No. That's true.
Thank you.
Ombudsman Weist.
Hey guys, I'm Jordan Weist. I'll be chairing the Ethics Committee this year. I served on the Ethics Committee last year as the Pittman Hall rep. Whoop, yeah. It was a bit focused. But anyway, basically what we do in the Ethics Committee, we take any ethics complaints that are coming in from the student body or from within the Senate, and these are closed meetings. There'll be the Speaker as well as the Administrative Director will have two senators from within this body will also be on it, including myself, the Chair of the Committee. But what we'll do is basically, other than taking complaints, we also have a time of the year where we go through the Constitution and look at ways we can improve it and ways we can make it more efficient for this body. So. I will be sending out some applications, or if any of you guys are interested, just shoot me an email anytime, and I look forward to working with you.
And next we have Finance Chairwoman Branch.
Okay. Hi, I'm Courtney Branch. I'm a public accounting major here. So I'm part of the Finance Committee, and so we're looking for six people to be on the Finance Committee. We're in charge of working on allocations for different organizations on campus. And so we work with the mid-year allocations and the RFPs. So you would be lucky enough to work with myself and Caitlin. So it should be a pretty good time. We have applications here for if you would like to join our committee. Thank you.
And next we have Diversity Chairman
I was on diversity committee last year, and now I'm the chair, and so I know a lot of the stuff that was working up that we worked on last year, and I intend to bring some of that back, and I have a lot of new stuff to do this year. The main focus of my committee is to bring awareness to diversity and multiculturalism at Gustavus, and also to, I guess, give rights and activism that such stuff as well. So if you're interested, please let me know. We have a lot to do this year.
Health and Housing Chair Panzer.
Lou, I'm Health and Housing Chair Sam Panzer. Health and Housing Committee will be working on Perez Life, the students, health services, and the counseling center. So a lot of different organizations you'll get to collaborate with. Also overlap a lot with the Economic and Student Affairs Committee's work. Pretty important stuff. We'll need a good chunk of y'all on board. And we have a few things in mind that we want to work on specifically, but also a lot of room for ideas and suggestions from the committee members. So a lot of opportunity for suggestion and meaningful work there.
All right. My name is Jake Johnson. I'm a sophomore computer science major, and I'm heading up the Student and Academic Affairs Committee. I'm pretty much just going to echo what Sam Panzer said. Pretty much we deal with anything involving students or academics. So we have a lot of different things that we can do. We have some projects that we're already looking at, as well as we're still open to ideas if any of you have any. So we'll need a good number of people on that committee. So feel free to look me up.
The one chair that is not here, she left, I don't know what for.
She said she'd be back.
She said she'd be back?
Yes.
Okay. I'll just give brief information about her, and if she comes in, she can correct me. So, Diversity Chairwoman Sweet is in charge of public relations. Sorry, not diversity. Public Relations Chair Sweet is in charge of all of our public relations, so all of our social media, all of clothing, and kind of our presence, our message, and how do we engage the student body so that way they know what's going on in Senate, and Senate knows what's going on in the student body. And so we both are very committed to strengthening this committee, strengthening its output, and how it can better engage both the students with ongoings here. So that's her, and we will open up the floor for any discussion or any questions for any of the chairs. Representative Gustafson.
And we mentioned that finance really is enough for six people, but is there a limit on how many members can be on the team?
Would you yield for it?
I mean, it's a question. Point of information. It's a one answer.
Would you yield for it?
I yield.
My committee specifically, we found in the past that me having seven people isn't super efficient, so I think I'm going to limit it to two or three for this one specifically. So.
But you're asking specifically about finance, correctly?
No, we just mentioned that.
Oh, you're saying in general.
And two, then what are these committees limited to?
There is no limit, but what we do have, sorry, do you yield the floor?
Yes.
What we do have is the requirement that each senator have two committee credits, and so that means there are a certain number of committee credits that are out there. So let's say if there's 20 people in this body, you can serve two committees. That means there are 40 potential committee persons. And so we'll go through as a cabinet and say, all right, what makes the most sense for dividing up this group of 40 committee credits? Okay, it makes a lot of sense for technology chair to have two or three, and it makes, we know that finance has six, and so then how do we parcel together the remaining? Senator Peterson.
You said that if you do the finance committee, you only have to do one
yes.
of the two. Is there any other committees that are that way, or is it just finance?
Just finance.
Okay.
Senator Fresh.
My question was answered, I yield.
Questions? Comments? Questions? Questions? All right. We'll then move on to Senate ideas. And so this was, we didn't have a whole lot of time to go over this at the Senate retreat, but I think it would be important for us to, on the record and on the microphone and just as a body, maybe throw out some potential ideas for what can Senate address, what problems are we seeing in our community, and how can we maybe tackle them. And so I will open up the floor. I don't know how to go though.
ideas, one of which was basically Gabe's idea of having basically all the student organizations, IGS, Senate, and basically everyone come together, basically have a huge forum, and then discuss whatever, I can't remember what exactly we decided it was, what Gabe decided it was, but basically just to discuss things and have basically everyone feel like they're part of the community, and have like the president, vice president, like basically everyone of importance, and every organization, and then my personal goal is trying to make Stavis a safe place for everyone. So trying to address things like continuing education for like combating like sexual assault, sexual harassment, the whole nine yards. Because all I really feel like at the start of freshman year, they have Can I Kiss You? And then after that, there's next to nothing. And there's just lots of things I think that we have the capability to do and we haven't done in the past because I don't think anyone's really wanted to talk about the culture of sexual violence that is at basically every college in the United States.
This is specifically for my off-campus constituents. I think we'll probably go to student academic affairs, addressing the parking issue. Seeing as if we're just going to be here for the day, like going to class, can we park in visitors, or why do we need to buy an entire parking pass for, the regular price, or can it be a reduced rate? Somehow work with either through the student academic affairs, work through the campus safety, or whichever office.
Campus safety.
To combat that problem that many off-campus students face, especially when the months get colder. And to walk up the hill and or just be outside for an extended amount of time. And I yield.
Senator Karen.
Just to extend upon what you said, I think that we could probably extend that discussion to those who live on campus as well. Parking situation is kind of ridiculous. If anyone here lives in complex, which there is at least one person, It's really difficult sometimes in the winter, and you have to sometimes walk all the way from Arborview. It's really not a great situation. I'm not really sure what we can do with it or the influence we have, but I figure it's a great topic to bring up.
Any further Senate ideas? Senator Workman.
It may not be feasible, but to consider sidewalk revision this year.
Senator Gunnigal.
I know we spoke about this at the retreat, but the sand in the volleyball pits, that's kind of concrete-y. Yield.
Senator Blatch.
I think we should address the Wi-Fi issue, since there are places in Ecus Davis, especially in certain dorms, where Wi-Fi is very, very spotty. And so I'm not exactly sure what we could do about that, but I think we should definitely have the discussion.
Senator Reitner.
To answer Senator Blench's concerns about that, I work for GTS, and part of the issues with the Wi-Fi is stemming from the transition from GAC Wireless and GAC Secure to the new networks, as well as the grant that we got to upgrade the Wi-Fi in certain areas. And they upgraded in, I believe, 4 or 5 different res halls. But Runstrom was not one of them that our community conference for. So that's part of the issue, and money's a big issue from GTS right now. Are you?
Hello.
Senator Rasmussen.
I'd almost like to charge it to Student Economic Affairs, but since we don't really have committees yet, that wouldn't be a great idea, I don't think. But just an idea to look into the logistics behind the new Gus Bus rules. I guess I find it kind of concerning seeing how many people use that at times throughout the year, and I guess I have some concerns with it. So just something to look into.
Any further ideas? Ombudsman Weiss.
I guess I might encourage, once the Health and Housing Committee gets together, maybe considering, I've heard from other, of course, I'm not a voting person, but that we can put hydration
water
stations. Yeah, within dorms and things like that. That's something mm-hmm. really cool.
Senator Rasmussen.
It's in process. I've been working on it, so
cool.
Should happen soon.
Senator Sobeck.
As a sophomore, and I guess it was a bigger issue last year because my CF was very young for single visitation hours, I guess looking at that, and it's a college policy, but I think it's one that if we decide, like if we came out and said like the visitation rules aren't that good, and it's more like don't be a jerk to your roommate, as opposed to like no people of opposite gender past this hour, that maybe possibly could change.
Any further ideas? Ideas? Seeing none, we'll open the floor for any new business. Co-President Golson.
Yeah, so something that's been done the past person is a blessing by the chaplains within the chapel, and we had discussed possibly doing that, but we want it to be a discussion that we all make as a Senate, not just the cabinet or co-president. So I would like to have a discussion on how you guys feel about having a blessing to the Senate. It's something that we feel would be an awesome opportunity, and also something we feel with the recent chaplains and how they've been working. They've been very respectful to all faiths, not just the Lutheran background of Gustavus. So we felt like it would be a very cool opportunity for people of all faiths to come together and understand the importance of our role.
Senator Siak.
I don't necessarily oppose it, but at the same time, I do have some reservations being blessed by any type of, religious higher up, and just looking around and seeing that everyone may not be the same faith here. I understand that we do attend a Lutheran college, but at the same time, I don't know if it would be right to have that. As I said last year, and I don't remember having that, and I don't know, I'd always feel better getting a blessing or like a letter of good faith or something of good faith from the president of the school rather than the chaplains or maybe the board of trustees. That's just how I feel. Maybe the chaplains offered this, but I think that's my position on this. I wouldn't feel comfortable receiving it, but that's just me, and I'll open it up and I'll yield right now.
Senator Glad.
I just have a quick question for the co-presidents. Is this traditional? Does this happen quite often? Or
so where this stemmed from was it was a tradition, and then it went away, I believe, my sophomore year, and the former co-president and I never addressed it. We never talked about it. And it just struck me one day as we were beginning all the preparations. I was like, I remember sitting in the service and watching our chaplains bless the work and the members of the body. And so I thought that knowing that was a tradition, talking about, I felt it was most appropriate to bring it back to this body to have a discussion. And whether you feel that would be appropriate or not. Senator Gunnell.
As Senator Seattle was saying, personally, I don't really feel comfortable being blessed by another religious group. I know personally my own religious beliefs prohibit me from being blessed by other religious groups, and I would not feel comfortable in that situation, but that's just my own personal belief. I would not want that to inhibit the others based on their customs. I yield.
Senator Singh.
I'm also not a Christian, but I do not have any oppositions with working with the chaplains and blessing our group as a whole or the individuals that are working within it. I think something that would work really well is have it be optional instead of saying everyone in Senate needs to show up. Just be like, everyone who would like to be blessed by the chaplains, you can come. I've worked with Chaplain Brian and Chaplain Siri, and they're wonderful people. Yeah, I've gone to several chapels. year. I didn't go to many last year, but the ones that I went to, I did enjoy. So I don't know. I'd be okay with it. I know.
Sergeant Fresh.
Also not a Christian. I would support it only as far as it can be, as long as the co-presidents and possibly the D-chair are involved with making sure that the blessing itself isn't imposing anything on anyone else. As long as it's not just giving the chaplain carte blanche to say whatever they want about Senate or with respect to our senators, I think it'd be fine. But just that accountability for them, I yield.
Senator Boucher.
Yeah, I agree with a lot of the other senators that have spoken. I wouldn't feel comfortable with it. I know there's other people that wouldn't. I don't have any problems with it, but it has to be strictly optional, really, in my opinion. Yield.
Co-President Goldstein.
Yeah, so right now we're kind of in this gray area where right now we're in the grouping of new business, and so I would encourage someone to make a motion to, like, vote on this specific issue. Because all this discussion we're having right now is just a new business, not specifically on the topic of a blessing. So I would encourage a senator to make a motion to encourage the blessing, discourage, or whatever that looks like. But right now we're kind of in this gray area. Does that make sense? Awesome.
Senator Hay.
I'd like to turn everyone's attention to the mission statement of the college. In the mission statement in the first line, it says providing a liberal arts education of recognized excellence in both religious and in vocative. So, like, it's obviously the founders of the college felt it important that we bring the religious aspect into our college. And also at the very end of the mission statement, it talks about faith, convention that religious faith enriches and completes learning, that is the bedrock of community ethics service and compels one to excellence in a divinely orderly world, informs our whole enterprise. So obviously the people who came up with the mission statement for the college felt it important to include the religious aspect into our liberal arts curriculum in college. So that's just I yield.
Senator Karen.
I guess just a point of information before I speak. So if I'm going to make a motion, may I say I move?
Yes.
All right. So I guess I move to vote on the subject of making this optional, but yet something that the Senate could have brought upon them if they so wish.
The second goes to Senator Singh. All right. Is there any discussion on the motion that we pursue this as an optional potential blessing for the body? Senator Siani, you had it first.
Yeah, I'm definitely in support of making this optional. I agree with the mission statement. Likewise, we all chose to attend here. And so I think it would make sense to receive a blessing if so senators choose to receive that blessing, but I do feel that we should be able to exercise our freedom to not attend if we so choose, but I would definitely be in support of at least having this as an option. Not you.
Senator Sobe.
I am in support of this with the stipulation that the co-presidents and the diversity chair would basically give a list of criteria of what the basically what Senator Thrash had said about how they need to organize it. So to speak, I yield my time.
Advisor Dreddix.
I would encourage you before you get around to taking a vote to see if you can figure out some kind of informal way to determine whether or not all of you who are saying, well, I'm in support of it, but it should be optional, would actually go. Because if, you know, three of you are going to attend, then I would encourage you not to waste the chaplain's time in creating a blessing ceremony. And then on a more personal note, I stand firmly in the couch of the separation of church and state.
Senator Rasmussen.
I'm just a little confused on what exactly our motion is right now. Are we talking about actually holding this event or just looking into
to pursue it with the motion did not say that we had to do this. It was that we pursue an optional blessing.
Okay, and who is being charged with that?
Co-president.
Basically, I would say that the co-presidents can do it or just delegate it if they don't feel like it's something that they should do.
Could you like get that in the motion, or is that just what it is?
I think that would be a friendly
yeah.
as far as that was the intent. It wasn't necessarily organized, but...
Okay, cool. Yeah, I say let's have co-presidents look into it as an option, and once we get a more concrete idea of what it would be, then we can discuss it further, I think. How you?
Senator Peterson.
The only thing that, like, the only thing I guess I don't agree with the optional aspect of it is as us as a unit, as Senate, I don't really like splitting us like that. I feel like we should either figure out, like, how to work with our differences or not. So by, like, I don't know, like, the point of the blessing, I think, is to either, like, unite together and get us ready for this year, or if we don't have the blessing, then we can agree with, you know, the separation of church and state. So I feel like we should maybe not split us on this. I think we should work together as a unit.
Senator Fresh.
I'd like to, I'd move to amend this motion, or to amend this motion to say that the president's approved, or the co-presidents approve the full text of any blessing before it's read.
Second goes to Senator
Fresh. Point of information, just a repeat of that.
That the co-presidents approve the full text of any blessing before it's read.
Okay.
So we're now discussing the amendment that says the co-presidents would approve any text that is read. So it is your floor if you want to discuss your amendment, Senator Fresh.
Can I just follow the question?
Point of information. So, I'm confused. Are we talking about having the co-presidents look into this option? Or to actually go through with holding...
Did you get a second on the amendment?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I'm sorry.
Cause it seems like we're kind of like talking about two totally different things here. And I'm confused on what the actual motion is.
So the original motion was that the co-presidents look into, are encouraged to look into, an optional blessing by the chaplains. And that was very vague. It was that we look into. There is now an amendment that has been seconded that says that the co-presidents will also look at any text or approve any text that is read. So we kind of have two competing ideas at the moment, in my opinion, but the discussion is on. Did that answer your question? So, Senator Wagner.
My personal privilege. I'm going to do.
We are on a new
sort
of line. Oh. And Senator Hay.
I'd like to first throw out the idea that we just vote on the blessing as a whole, because if more than half of the people don't want to have a blessing, then we shouldn't have the blessing. So I move to amend that we vote on this as either yes, we're going to get a blessing, or no, we're not. And whether it be if so, excuse me.
Technically, that is out of order.
Okay.
If you want to amend further, you would have to amend specifically what Senator Thrash has added, the addendum that we
okay.
approve any text. But right now we're talking
I
about
I withdraw
today.
My amendment and yield.
Senator Geigel.
I agree with what Senator Peterson was saying about how I do agree that we should be unified in this decision, but at the same time, there is the conflicting note on it being optional or not, and I would much prefer it to be optional. I yield.
Nobody should have X's of
yeah,
this
yeah.
Senator Selway.
I yield my time.
Senator Siak.
I guess for right now, to try to get back to the main point, I'd call the question on this amendment.
Second goes to Senator Thrash. So So, questions are called. We'll end debate. If this is approved by 2/3, we'll then move to voting on the amendment offered by Senator Grant. All those in favor of ending discussion and calling the question?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Abstentions? So called. We'll now vote on adding the amendment that the co-presidents approve any text that is read to the motion made by Senator Karen that states that the co-presidents will look into pursuing an optional blessing service for the student center. All those in favor of approving the amendment, the co-presidents read any text that is read or approve it, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Abstentions? So amended. We will return to discussion on the motion as amended.
Point of information. Can the senators please, when you're referring to a previous speaker, please say previous speaker and not the senators? Thank you.
Point of order, did Senator Wagner get to say what he wanted to say? Because there's a confusion with the, okay.
So, Senator Rasmussen, it looks as though you are next on the speaker list.
Okay, cool. There's nobody else on the speaker's list. Hopefully nobody else gets back up there. We're just talking about having the co-presidents look into this, so I think that's all we need to do. I yield.
Any further discussion on the motion as amended? Senator Reiger.
A previous senator had suggested that the blessing be given by somebody else other than the chaplains, perhaps Board of Trustees or President. Is that an option?
Here's how I'll say it. If the body moves that we pursue a blessing option, it wasn't even specific that it be the chaplain's office, we would be welcome to any suggestions for what that might look like, what this body wants, but if it is not voted by this body that we should be looking into options, we don't need to worry about it.
Yeah.
Any further discussion? Discussion. We'll move to a vote. All those in favor of approving the motion that the co-presidents will look into a blessing option for the student body, barring that the presidents have approved any text that we read at potential service, say aye.
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 All those opposed, say nay. Abstentions?
Abstain.
So, all right. The floor is open for new business.
I'll move to charge the issue of Wi-Fi, specifically in Runstrom Hall, in those two rooms, to the tech committee when it forms.
Is there a second on the charge? Senator Flatch. All right. All those in favor of approving the charge? I don't believe so. All those in favor of charging the tech committee to look into issues of Wi-Fi in Runstrom, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Abstentions? So charged. New business? Seeing none, we'll move to announcements. All right, sweet. Okay, I have a few. First, I want to say that I'm very impressed that I thought we were going to get ourselves into a very sticky situation with all the business that happened with the blessing, but you all used parlor procedure very well, and we moved through it effectively and efficiently, and so I am very happy. I want to say thank you all for the retreat this Saturday. I think it was super beneficial, and I think we are off to a good start. I want to say that if you are not getting emails from me, please let me know, or Hayden, or anybody on Senators L. You should be getting emails on an alias called Senators L. If you are not, please contact me. I wanted to mention that our parliamentarian, if you do not see your name go up on the speakers list, or if you have not made eye contact with him, make sure that he recognizes that if you're holding your placard up, that he's got it, he's written the name on, we'll be good. I wanted to also say we are having a picture afterwards, so do not run out of this room. We will take one over on the steps, and we'll use it for marketing, and we'll look pretty neat, and hopefully we can do something with it. Last thing I want to say is that announcements can be personal too. So I'm saying it is bid day today and tomorrow for all pre-plank. If you have any questions, if you're thinking about pre-plank in any way, shape, or form, I am all ears and I'm happy to hear those questions and chat with you. So with that, I end all of my announcements. I have no idea where we're going. Chairwoman Sweet.
I made this announcement on Saturday at the retreat for those that weren't there. Everyone can just send me like a little like snapshot of themselves, like with a photo, and just kind of like name, major, what you're interested in. My email is just DC. So just send that to me within the next couple weeks for sugar chat. Thanks.
Send it to Seattle.
Oh, I just want to say I wasn't here on Saturday, but judging by the procedure we had today and the meeting we had today, I'm pretty excited for what's to come in the for the rest of the year. It's going to get a lot more heated than today, but seeing as we tackle a fairly delicate issue tonight gives me optimism for the future, and I look forward to working with the rest of you for the rest of the year. Yep.
Technology Chair Jensen.
Yeah, I just wanted to quick direct everyone's attention to the screen up here. So the Senate blog, you can go to current students right here, and then right here you'll see the Student Senate website link. And then so if you go here, and if each of you would take just a second of your time and go to the Meet Your Senators link right here on the left, and then just verify that I spelled your names right and all of that stuff here, and eventually your office hours will go here. So that's great if you guys could go personally and make sure that I have all your information. You can either shoot me an email or just call me in person. So, yeah.
Jonas?
Since I was goofing around on vacation while all of you were working hard on Saturday, I just wanted to introduce myself and say that I'm Jonas Benhecke, the Vice President for Student Life and Dean of Students, and the very always happy and excited advisor to the Student Senate. I look forward to a phenomenal year together ask for your continued enthusiasm and good work tonight. So, great.
Co-President Goldstein.
Yeah, I just have a few things. The first few are just kind of like things to make everyone's lives easier, so I'll just run through real quick. Some of you might have noticed a few people saying yield tonight. That basically means my point was already made or I have nothing else to say. So you can just say yield. That way we can just get through the speakers list. Another one, when you're trying to get on the speakers list, it's super helpful if you actually hold your placard up and wait to make eye contact, because last names can be difficult to spell, and this is an easy way to know how to spell it. Another thing that'll make lives easier is if when you're seconding something, you actually say second. That way we have a verbal confirmation. One more practice type thing is laptops. We would like to ask that all senators don't use laptops during the meetings. The only time we have really used them historically are possibly during finance at the very end of the year. If you guys need bylaws printed off or anything like that, you can ask me personally, and I will use my printing money to get you guys what you need on old school paper. And lastly, Finance Committee is an awesome group, and we want to get up and running as soon as possible. So if you're at all interested, talk to the Finance Committee about getting on board. It's a really important part of Senate, and we'd love to get it up and running as soon as possible so groups can start getting money from us. And that's all I have. Thank you so much for tonight.
Chairman Brooks.
I would encourage everyone to try to find a committee that you want to be a part of tonight so we can get committees formed, because this needs to happen. All the stuff happens is in committees. So thank you.
Senator Boucher.
A couple questions. With the committees, you said the finance one counts as your two committee credits. You can still be on other committees, correct?
You certainly can.
Okay. And then another one with the office hours for the senators, for us, like, where are we supposed to post those? Do we have to go to Res Life for that?
To clarify, you're saying where do you
like
make it known that
yes.
The office hours
are?
So you'll tell our technology chair, you'll tell Delaney, and then Delaney as well, and then you'll probably just try to make it as known as possible as you can, whatever you think you see fit. Maybe put a sign on your door that's like, my office hour, or blah, blah, blah. It's quite possible to be doing something to signify that you are a senator in your dorm if you're comfortable with it. Some sort of piece of paper or something that says, I am senator, blah, blah, blah. Would you yield the question?
Yes.
I was thinking, too, if you guys want, like, uniform signs with your office hours on them, like your door or something, I will make them for you. So just let me know.
Is still your point?
No, you.
All right. Senator Sobe.
I have a similar question because in the bylaws it says that if you're a hall representative that you're supposed to have like a board that you kind of do like similar stuff that the CFs do of like this is what's going on in the Senate, this is how I'm serving the constituency, and they don't really explain like how it's like you're supposed to report it to the administrative director that you're doing it and Jonez, but it just says that you have to do it and doesn't really explain where that would have like we talked to Res Life, who do we talk to get that taken care of. Yeah, it's in the bylaws that
I would say talk to your area coordinator and ask them if there's a portion of a bulletin board or an entire bulletin board in the building somewhere that you could lay claim to if you promise to keep it updated and happy. And
in my experience last year, I mean, at least in the freshman dorms, I have noticed that there's like a student senate board where you can explicitly post things related to the student senate, and that might be hard to find.
It's just something because like I don't want to get like in trouble with violations. Like it's in the bylaws that you have to do this for your job.
I would say ask your area coordinator if there is one existing or if there's one that you could lay claim to.
I guess for pseudo CFs now. Gotta keep that board open. I yield my time.
Senator Carey.
I'd just like to extend a congratulations to Senator Thrash. He's our new Speaker of the Senate, and I think he's gonna do a really good job. I yield.
Senator Head.
I move to adjourn if we do that here.
You certainly may.
I yield then to
Senator Jensen. All right, I'm Chair Jensen.
just join my committee. My email is on that New Year's Senator's page. That's fine.
All right. Any further announcements? Announcements? All right, meeting adjourned. Let's go take a picture.
Ooh.